而家又读经嘅时间，今日选读嘅经文系诗篇嘅27篇。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalm, chapter 27.
我哋用启用方式嚟读，先用中文读，然后英文读出。
We will first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
系诗篇第27篇，我用启用方式嚟读。耶和华是我的亮光，是我的拯救，我还怕谁呢？耶和华是我性命的保障，我还惧谁？我还惧谁呢？虽有军兵安营攻击我，我的心也不害怕；虽然与起刀兵攻击我，我仍够安稳。因为我遭遇患难，我必暗暗地保守他，我在他亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐密处，将我高举在磐石上。耶和华，我用声音呼吁的时候，求你垂听，然求你怜恤我，应允我。不要向我掩面，不要发怒赶逐仆人，向来的帮助我的，请救我的神啊，不要丢弃我，也不要离弃我。耶和华，求你将你的道路指教我，因我的仇敌的缘故，引导我走平坦的路。我若不信在活人之地得见耶和华的恩惠，就早已丧胆了。一齐读，要等候耶和华，当胆壮而用你的心。我再说，要等候耶和华。
Psalm chapter 27. A psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid?The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger, so why should I tremble? Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident.For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Hear me as I pray, O Lord. Be merciful and answer me.Do not turn your back on me. Do not reject your servant in anger. You have always been my helper. Don't leave me now. Don't abandon me, O God of my salvation. Teach me how to live, O Lord. Lead me along the right path, for my enemies are waiting for me.Yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I am here in the land of the living. Let us read verse 14 together. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. God bless the readers and hearers of His Word. The title of Pastor Chang's message is Praying for What You Really Need.
My memory is terrible. I had preached on Psalm 27 sometime before, but you know, it's been a couple of, I've been preaching since 1989, and so a lot of hard drives have died since then, and couldn't find when or notes on my first sermon on Psalm 27, but I think rest assured this is a little different than what that one was.
牧師就說自己很謙虛說自己的記憶不是很好他記得以前其實已經是去將這個詩篇27篇已經講過道的了但因為可能在舊的電腦那個電腦都可能因為壞掉了都找不回究竟他以前他所講的他所寫的是什麼但都很肯定今次所講的都跟以前是有不同
That's the trouble when you get old, you know, it's like never ending, right? I mean, you've been at it so long, you know?
人老了,記憶就不好,但可能有些東西可能是忘記了。But
the psalmist, in all seriousness, the psalmist is facing fearful things.
但我們看回,詩人當時就是面對著一個懼怕。
I don't know if you noticed what he said initially, in the beginning of the psalm. He says, Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid?
就是當我們看詩篇的時候,是不是就是詩人所說的,究竟我是向誰有懼怕呢?
Now why is the psalmist David, king of Israel, why is he saying that?
就是為什麼大衛的王,為什麼他這樣說呢?
Well, there's a wide spectrum of that reason why, and I'll give you the endpoints of that spectrum.
其實當我們看的時候,是一個很長的理由,我去解釋給你知。
On the one hand, his fear is pretty obvious. The wicked are against him, it says.
一方面就是說,大家看到就是說,當時的不好的人對他有傷害。
Right, he's a king. There are people clamoring to get him out of power, to kill him.
當時大衛是一個王,當然有人去攻擊他,有人想搶他的位。
And so he's alluding to that in this psalm. They're advancing towards him to devour his flesh.
當時就有其他人對抗大衛這個王,想推翻他。
See, that's one end of the spectrum of the fear.
這就是一方面的大衛所驚訝,去懼怕的事。
Physical abuse, people trying to kill him.
就是身上肉體上的,就是有人想去殺害他。
The other end of the spectrum is a little bit harder to see in the psalm. It's in verse 10.
而第二方面就是有少少困難去看,就是在第十節。
And it says, what's that? At that end of the spectrum is this crushing emotional sorrow.
在第十節說,就是說他在內心裡面的破碎。
Did you see that? Noah, if you don't mind, if you could go back to verse 10 so that everyone can see it in the text. What does it say there?
第十節他說什麼呢?
Even if, again, this is a traditional culture. David's a traditional culture. Even if my father and mother abandon me, the Lord will hold me close.
這個十字講就說,我父母離棄我,耶和華必收留我。
You know, if your father and mother reject you, man, and for a traditional culture, you must have been something. You must have done something bad, right?
所以說,當時是一個很傳統的文化,如果有父母說要離棄你的,這是很大的問題。
So, the fear is real. Now, it looks like David is looking forward, towards a fear, maybe not looking back.
當時大衛就是去看他的懼怕。
But I want you to see the two ends of the spectrum, because again, we have to deal with this kind of fear too, right?
我們大家一起去看,當時大衛的他所懼怕的,我需要去看他肉身上的和他心靈上的懼怕。
Friday, outside of Houston, Texas, crazed gunman teen shooting at their classmates and teachers.
這一句拍得很真實的, 就好像剛剛的星期五的當中, 在德州的中學, 有一個年輕人就是開槍殺他的同學。
Physical dangers, evil people can harm you.
就是說很實際上的,肉體上的, 就是有人真的會傷害其他人。
Of course, there are other less blatant evils, right, like greed. Greed affects all of us.
但有些東西也不是看起來很肉身性的,譬如我們內心裡的貪念,都是一個問題。
Greed is a form of evil, of sin.
貪念都是一個罪。
And so that can harm those, especially those who don't have plenty.
所以就說,若然我一個人的內心裡覺得自己不是有很多的,貪念是成為一個罪。
So that's one end of the spectrum, physical harm. The other end is emotional sorrows, and we know that very well too as a human being. Emotional sorrows from relationships, strained relationships.
就是說肉體上的傷害,大家很容易見到,但另一方面就是心靈上的創傷,其實我們都要去留意。
I guess a very obvious one is when someone goes through a bitter divorce.
心靈上的創傷,比個例子就是說,好像一對的夫婦,他們要經歷這個離婚。
Have you ever talked to someone, known someone who's gone through a bitter divorce?
你沒有跟一對要離婚的夫婦,他們有沒有跟他們聊天呢?
The heart wounds, the emotional scars, the turmoil is on and on and on, does not go away.
他們心靈上的創傷,這個傷痛,這個傷痕,是不斷不斷的增加。
So these things may have happened to the psalmist, but it looks like it's saying if they've happened,
這些可能都是有私人去所感受到的,身體上和心靈上的創傷。
But nevertheless, the fact is they do happen, right? We're human beings, they do happen.
就是這些他所感受的,和我們現今的,我們都有一個同樣相似的感受。
And David, you know what he's saying to us here in this psalm? I have something that will help me face fear.
而當中的所說就是說,大衛就說,我雖然在這個這麼 困難的時間當中,但我有一些東西能夠幫助他度過這個時間。
I have something.
他說,我有一件事能夠幫助到我。
That will face these difficulties in life.
就能夠幫助我去過渡這個困難的時間。
And that's the realism of the Bible.
這就是說聖經的真實,怎樣幫助我們。
In fact, it's all through the Bible.
而都是在聖經裡面全部的都是怎樣幫助我們。
There's a streak of fear and panic underneath everything, you know that.
我們知道其實在每一件事當中,我們都是內心裡面都有個恐懼。
And so my question to you this morning is this, are you ready? Are you ready to recognize the terror of a fallen world gone against its maker?
所以我們就要知道,世界上每一件事都其實內心裡面都是有一個懼怕。 究竟我們自己人是否已經準備了,怎樣去面對這個世界呢?
And the troubles of life are real because of the curse, because it's our fault.
因為我們的罪而受到這個咒詛,這個真實是大家都見到的。
And that's life, right?
這就是我們的生命。
Whether you like it or not, whether you're in denial or not, there's terror.
無論我們要承認也好,這個世界上是充滿著這個罪惡,我們應該是真實的。
And it would then be wise for you to pay heed to God's word then, to realize that.
所以我們要真的要去認清楚,也要去清醒,要知道我們怎樣去了解,去面對這個問題。
And here's what David is saying, I can take the terror, I can take it, I can take the evil, I can take the panic with utmost seriousness.
而大衛都說,就算在這樣的情況當中,幾個懼怕當中,我都能夠去面對。
Because I have something that will overcome it.
他說我能夠去面對所有的問題,為什麼? 因為我有一些東西能夠抓到,我知道能夠去面對我前面的道路。
I have something in which I can face it, this evil will not overcome me.
大衛說,我知道有些東西我能夠抓緊,我知道的,能夠去面對我生命當中的困難。
And that's the reason he begins and ends with this confidence that he does.
所以就話喺個詩篇當中就講解就話嗰樣嘢係乜嘢咧？
Did you notice when you read the text where it is? Verse 4.
就係呢個答案就話喺個第四節嘅當中。
It's in the first half of verse 4. That's his secret.
呢個就第四節嘅當中就係大衛嘅呢個嘅奧秘點樣能夠面對佢生命當中嘅困難。
The one thing I ask of the Lord. By the way, that translation is a little bit off. It should be the one and only thing. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
就話喺第四節嘅當中就話有一件事我尋求耶和華，我仍然要尋求，就是一生一世住在耶和華的殿中，瞻仰他的榮美。因為一件事應該話係唯一一件事。
Do you know what he's talking about?
佢所講係咩意思咧？
First of all, let me show you what he's not doing. What is he not doing here?
首先我想話俾你知，咁大衛佢當時嘅祈禱，佢冇求乜嘢咧？
Again, this is a prayer, a song, a prayer to the Lord, right?
記住就係話呢篇嘅詩篇係其實係大衛去祈求嘅詩篇去求。
Did you notice he's not going into God and asking about the enemy army?
大家睇唔睇咧？就話當佢祈求嘅時候冇求話關於佢嘅敵人。
He's not going to God and asking him to change the circumstances.
佢冇求神話，神啊，你希望你改變當時嘅情況。
David is not saying, please help me defeat the army or turn them away.
佢冇話希望求神啊，你幫我嘅敵人去離開或者去改變當時嘅壞嘅情況。
You read the Psalm. It's not there. It's not there.
大家亦都一齊去讀呢個經文嘅，大衛佢冇去咁嘅祈求。
Now that doesn't mean it's wrong to ask God to change my circumstances.
但係唔係話如果大衛去改變當時佢困難嘅情況係錯。
Many of you are familiar with the Lord's Prayer found in Luke 11 and Matthew chapter 6.
大家都譬如話去睇個嘅主禱文都係神嘅祈禱，耶穌基督祈禱就話喺個馬太福音第6章或者係路加福音嘅第11章。
And so there Jesus instructs us, give us this day our daily bread.
亦都係主禱文嘅耶穌基督都去祈求，都係神都祈求就話求天父都係俾我賜我日用嘅飲今日嘅賜我日用嘅飲食。
And he instructs us, you may pray, deliver us from evil.
亦都係話免我們嘅債，如同免我們別人嘅債，亦都係救離脱離兇惡。
Inside the Lord's Prayer, I want you to remember though, those who are familiar with it, and those who aren't, you can look it up, you don't get to the bread, and you don't get to deliver us from evil until you spend time looking at God first.
如果你唔係好熟悉主禱文嘅，咁你都可以去揭開去睇，都係揾主禱文嘅意思。但係我哋想大家認識咗就係話，我哋唔能夠得到呢個嘅日用嘅飲食或者呢個嘅求離求神脱離我哋嘅兇惡嘅時候，除非你去真係去用你嘅時間去認識呢個主。
You spend time looking at God first.
就話我係需要先去認識呢個神。
Why? He's a heavenly Father. He has a name. He's personal, but he's holy.
點解啊？ 因為佢係其實佢有佢嘅名字，佢有個位格，佢係一個神。
He has a kingdom. That's why he prays. Ask God's kingdom to come.
所以佢係一個聖潔嘅，佢係有國度，所以我哋需要去祈求。
That his will be done.
所以祈求就話佢嘅旨意係臨到當中。
In other words, you spend time looking at God first before you get to the circumstances.
所以我係需要先去尋求神。
And this is actually one of the main lessons that you learn if you really concentrate and read the Bible.
所以若然你真係去睇嘅聖經嘅時候，你需要去明白呢樣嘢。
One of the main things we learn is it's fine to pray about circumstances. It's okay.
要先明白就話係OK嘅，去祈求當時我哋要祈求嘅情況。
It's okay to say, Lord, keep me from financial reversal.
我哋祈求就話神啊，希望你救我哋去脱離呢個嘅我哋嘅經濟上嘅問題。
Lord, keep me from ill health.
我求神話俾我唔好有一個疾病。Keep me from the
dangers of life. Keep me from emotional trauma.
求神話唔好俾我呢個內心入邊有一個創傷。
But you have to realize, like the psalmist, that's not your main problem. That's not the main issue.
但我哋都要好似《經》呢個經文當中嘅詩人一樣話，其實呢啲嘅嘢唔係我哋內心入邊最重要嘅要嘅嘢。
Bad circumstances are going to happen. You live in a fallen world that's gone against God. It will happen.
我哋住喺呢個嘅墮落嘅世界當中，係呢啲嘅咁嘅壞嘅情況，我哋唔能，我哋係會係一定會發生嘅。
And so, what do you really need?
所以其實話，究竟我哋真正所需要嘅係乜嘢咧？
Verse 4, I want to dwell in your house. I want to see you, Lord. I want to see your beauty.
所以我所需要的乜嘢啊？就是第四节嘅当中话，我需要去住在神嘅耶和华嘅殿中。
I want to see your face.
我需要去见神。
That's the one thing, says David, that I want.
呢个所大卫所讲嘅就系话，我佢所最重要嘅、最重要所需要嘅，就系要需要去见到神。
Remember, this is David, not Solomon, and I don't really know why the New Living Translation translates this temple, but it's David. Temple's not built yet, so I think it's a tabernacle.
所以咧，当大家知道所个个经文当中系讲大卫唔系所罗门所诶所罗门王，亦都系所讲嘅，所以话喺边个殿中其实好似系一个会幕。
I want to dwell there. That's what David says. I want to dwell there. It's almost certainly he's not literally saying I want to live there.
他所說的話，我想去住在這個神的殿中，但不是說實實在在的，或者是要搬進去住的意思。
Like he's the king, he doesn't live in a tent.
大家知道就是當時這個大衛王是一個王來的嘛，他不是說要住在一個營裡面當中，這個個會幕當中。
The tabernacle is for the Levites, the priests who dwell there, right?
會幕這個神的殿當中是其實在當時的利未人，或者這個祭司要住的地方。
He's not going to live there.
他所讲的不是说即肉体上去住在那个地方。
So what does he mean?
那究竟意思是什么呢？
What does he mean by the term one thing? One thing I ask of the Lord. Only this one thing. Again, that's the Hebrew construction here. Only, this one only thing.
所以所讲的究竟是什么意思啊？他有一件事，唯一的一件事，他想做什么啊？就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，是什么意思呢？
Again, he's emphasizing that extraordinary singleness of purpose, one thing only.
他所讲的就是说他生命当中他唯一的一件事他想要做的。
You know what he's saying? I don't care what it takes. I don't care how long it takes. I don't care what it costs. I want unbroken fellowship with the living God.
他所讲的我唔理会系要用几耐嘅时间，或者要做啲乜嘢，或者系将我生命当中要做几多嘅嘢，我想有一个同神有一个唔会破坏嘅关系。
I just don't want to know about you. I want to know you.
我唔只系单系想表面上嘅认识你，而系真系嘅系认清楚你。
I want to experience your reality.
我想去认清楚，我感受到你的存在。
To see your face.
我想去感受到，我见到神你的面。
To bask in your presence.
而感受到你的在我生命当中的存在。
That's what it means to see God's face. It's to gaze upon His beauty.
这就是说我想见到神的面的意思，就是说为什么？就是说我所要感受到祂的荣美。
To be in His presence to experience that.
就话要感受到佢神同我自己嘅存在。
And David clearly states that's the only thing I need.
大卫就系所好清楚讲咗，呢样嘢就系我唯一生命上所需要嘅。
If I have that, everything is okay.
所以话如果我有呢样嘢嘅时候，所有嘅嘢都系冇问题。
The one and only thing that I really need, says David, is unbroken fellowship with God.
所以就系唯一一个生命当中我所需要嘅就系同神。有一个不会破坏的关系。
Do you know about that?
你识唔识认清楚呢件事咧？
That's the only thing that will help you combat fear.
呢个就系唯一样嘢能够系帮助到你去面对我生命当中嘅惧怕，就系话我需要有同神一个不破坏嘅关系。
Saint Augustine was raised way back.With the Greek philosophers.
聖奧古斯丁就係話當好舊古代一個嘅希臘嘅哲學家。
And one of the things he knew, again, he grew up in conjunction with the Greek and classical philosophers, was he taught that if you set your heart too much on anything in this world, you're going to be held hostage to that thing emotionally.
奥古斯丁就讲你话，若然你嘅心系好着重一样嘢嘅时候，你嘅心就俾呢样嘢去揸紧咗，去成为呢样嘢嘅奴隶。
Augustine was saying, you would be enslaved to it.
啊, 就会成为这样你所, 所想要的东西的奴隶。
So, for example, if your world presently centers around your family, or if it centers around your career,
有人说好比个例子就话，若然你嘅生命当中系好着重、好睇重你个家庭或者系你嘅工作嘅时候，你会成为呢样嘢嘅奴隶。
Augustine pointed out that if there's anything you really set your heart on, it's going to emotionally beat you up.
所以话将你嘅若然，奥古斯丁讲话，若然你嘅心系咁着重呢啲嘢嘅时候，你嘅心就俾你嘅俾呢样嘢去牵制住。
If anything goes wrong with it, you're going to be scared.
所以话，若然呢啲嘢能系有咩改变嘅时候，你就会好担心。
If anything blocks that thing you're living for, you're going to get angry。
或者有啲嘢去阻止到你去攞呢啲嘢嘅时候，你嘅心亦都系好焦虑。
Because the principle that Augustine is explaining, which is in the Bible, is you're driven by that。
所以就话，奥古斯丁所讲嘅意思就系话，你嘅生命就被呢啲嘅嘢去牵制住。
Now the Greek philosophers, who are for the most part anti-Christian, they said what you really need is to achieve what they would call ataraxia.
So he 所讲嘅，奥古斯丁所讲嘅，当时人应该需要点样咧？就系需要去做一啲嘢，去脱离呢啲嘅揸紧你嘅心嘅嘢。
And the meaning of that term is hard to translate, but it means detachment.
呢个意思即系话，我哋需要我哋生命当中去脱离去你所要揸紧你嘅心嘅嘢。
How many of you have Buddhist friends?They're into detachment.
咁我哋譬如外在当中，可能有啲朋友都系相信佛。
See, the Greek philosophers said something similar. You need to realize that these are good things, right? In the world, they are good things.
好似呢个希腊当时嘅呢个哲学家都讲就话，呢啲嘢可能系好嘅，但系若然系揸紧住你嘅心去牵制住你嘅，就系一个问题。
But the Greek philosopher says, don't get too attached to them because they're passing away.
但系个哲学家都讲就话，嗰啲系可能系好嘅，但若然你好到一个情况，你不能够去放开的牵制住你的生命的一个问题。
The Greek philosophers, the Buddhists would say, just keep telling yourself, hey, don't get too invested in these things.
所以就算是哲学家或者中国各方面的佛教都要看就话，唔好就俾呢啲嘢牵制住你的生命去睇一睇，唔睇得咁紧。
That's ataraxia, detachment.
吓，呢个就系呢个意思。我哋要去好似佛教话要超脱。或者是一个无念 的情况，不要去这么抓紧你所要的东西。
In other words, if you live for anything and invest your whole life in anything, love anything too much, you're going to be terribly let down, terribly disappointed.
所以我在生命当中，若然是真的看这件事这么紧的时候，若然有什么事发生的时候，你会个心会很沮丧。
So the Greek philosopher said, detach yourself.From these things.
所以当时的古希腊的哲学家都讲到，我们需要去超脱，我们要去离开我们所要抓紧的东
西。Augustine, Christian, he said, yes, that's so, yet not so.
就说我们要去这样做，但是都要怎么去做呢？
He agreed with the Greek philosophers because it's right, because any created thing in this world you live for is going to enslave you.
他都说听起来好像很对，但是呢所有做的事我哋所要想要活住生活，我哋要想得到嘅嘢系牵制住我哋。
You're not free。
我哋唔能够得到喺我哋生命当中嘅自由。
Everybody has to live for something。
我哋作为每一个人，我哋需要系为住一啲嘢而去生活。
Whatever you live for, that's the thing you're going to have to be happy。
啊，就话我哋每人都系要为住一啲嘢而去生活，所以咧嗰啲嘅嘢会俾到我哋有一个快乐。
And therefore, if you live for anything,It'll make you a slave.
所以话，若然你系生命为着呢啲所有任何嘅嘢，令到你快乐嘅时候，你都会为着嗰啲嘢成为嗰啲嘢嘅奴隶。
So Augustine agreed with that part of the Greek philosophy.
所以奥古斯丁都系赞成当时嘅睇法。
But at the same time, Augustine said, if you think the answer is to detach, you're mistaken. You're wrong.
但奧古斯丁另一方面，佢係贊成呢樣嘢，我哋係為著一啲嘢而去生活。但若然我哋需要去脱離我哋所為咗要活嘅嘢嘅時候，呢樣嘢係錯。
Because detachment is incredibly selfish。
奧古斯丁講話，若然我哋要超脱呢啲愛，唔去諗住我哋生命所要活嘅嘢嘅時候，呢樣嘢係錯嘅。
The fact that you would actually love less just to protect yourself.Is selfish.
他说其实如果你去超脱你自己，不去为着你要活的东西而去活呢， 这件事是很自私。
It will make you less human.
这件事令到你是很难成为一个真正的人。
You would harden yourself.
你会做一个很困难的生命。
And some people do that.
有些人是这样。
You say, let's not get too attached. Let's, what, you know what happens? You become a cynic.
我就说，有些人会说，不要为着看得那么紧，我们生命所要追求的东西。
Augustine, the Christian, said, no, here's the answer.
咁奥古斯丁所讲有咩嘅答案呢
？You should not love your spouse or children less.
佢所讲就话，我哋唔应该话少爱我哋嘅家人。
You should not love your career less.
我哋都唔应该话去睇小看我哋嘅工作。
You should not love anything less.
我哋唔应该少爱或者去少偏爱我哋所要嘅追求嘅嘢。
You should love God more.
但所相反就话，我需要乜嘢咧？我需要去爱神多啲。
And that means you can't just know about God. You have to believe. You have to cherish God.
所以我需要嘅就话，我需要去认识神，我所要珍惜神。
You have to love Him more and know His love.
我所需要嘅就系我哋需要去认清楚，去明白佢嘅爱。
But God's word says God's love is immutable.It's unchangeable.
神的爱是不改变。
That His love is given to us freely.
祂给我的爱 是一个免费的礼物。
And we receive it by faith in Christ.
我们是凭着一个信心摆在耶稣基督上面去接受这份免费的礼物。
It's what Jesus did, how He lived that you have to trust. It's not on anything.About you and your performance.
唔係話我哋所做到乜嘢去得到，而係我哋只係好簡單嘅去相信耶穌基督佢所做嘅而得到嘅，我哋嘅信心就係能夠幫助到呢個禮物。
And you receive that gift, you can't lose that gift.
而當我哋去接受咗呢份禮物嘅時候，我哋唔會去失去咗呢份禮物。
Because it's not dependent upon you.
因為呢個唔係因為你去做啲乜嘢而得到。
It's freely given to you.
耶稣基督所做的而你是免费的去得到这个礼物
And that means even if you die His unfailing love only gets better
就算你是会死这份的免费礼物会反而变得更加的好
And that fact, that truth is the only thing that will bring tranquility to you
所以就说这件事唯一的就是能够给到我们有一个真正的平安
See the only possible way for you to really have peaceAnd to be able to face anything is to see God's beauty.
所以唯一一个方法能够得到一个平安，能够去真正去睇到，就系话我需要去明白，亦都系睇到神嘅荣美。
His beauty is wrapped in His grace and mercy and love.
而佢嘅荣美就系话系总括咗佢嘅恩典，佢嘅爱。
And if you can grasp that, if you can see His beauty, then you can face anything.
所以我哋能够去明白神依个嘅荣美嘅时候，你能够去解决咗你生命当中所有嘅问题。
You know, there's a lot of tragedies in life. You can lose your money, you can lose your health, you can lose loved ones.
我生命当中好多嘅问题，我哋可能会失去咗我哋嘅家庭、我哋嘅工作、我哋嘅朋友。
You can say honestly to God, Lord.Oh, you, O Lord, give me the only wealth I really need. That's what the psalmist is saying.
第一诗人就所讲话，甚至我失去咗我生命所有嘅嘢，但系我得到唯一样嘢就系乜嘢咧
？You give me the only love I really have to have.
就话你俾我唯一嘅我所需要嘅爱。
Only if I'm in you do I have the health that means I know I'm going to be resurrected from the dead and live forever.
就话我所唯一需要嘅就系耶稣神嘅俾我嘅爱，就系我能够去得到呢个嘅拯救。
Now what's like four? You can't just pray, God, please give me this and that. You can't.
我哋唔可以咁嘅祈祷就话神啊，求你去俾啲嘢我，俾啲嗰嘢我。
Your heart, the core of your being, will rest in those things, not in God. If you just pray for give me this, give me that, you're going to be disappointed.
如果你嘅心只系想去求一啲你所需要嘅嘢，你嘅心其实唔系摆喺神入边当中。
You'll be so frustrated. You go back and forth in fear and anger.
而你嘅心系会一样嘅咁动荡，你会有惧怕。
You have to say to yourself, "No, I'm not going into prayer in order to get things from God."
我所祈祷嘅意思就系话，我唔系话想要喺神入边当中去得到啲乜嘢。
I might ask about things, yes, but I want to be in your presence.
但我所祈祷的时候就话需要明白就话我需要嘅系同神存在。
I want to get you, O Lord, not just things and situations from you.
我所祈祷嘅意思就话我需要就去认识神，唔系话喺神当中能够得到啲乜嘢。
And the psalmist realizes that. He realizes the one thing he really needs.
而诗人当中大卫嘅佢当时都明白。
And he's praying, I have to have that kind of prayer life.
诗人佢讲就话，我需要去得到呢一种嘅祈祷嘅生命。
I have to have that kind of fellowship with God.
我需要有同神有咁嘅关系。
And if I have that, it doesn't matter what my enemies do to me.
所以我系同神当中有一个咁唔能够破坏关系当中嘅时候，无论我当时嘅情况、当时嘅敌人系点样，我都唔需要去惧怕。
And so the proverbial question is how.How can we get that? How can the psalmist do this?
So, 最而家第一个问题就系话，究竟当时大卫点能够去做到呢样嘢咧
？What does it mean to dwell in the house of the Lord forever?
我知道就话，我需要去，好似诗人当中讲嘅话，我要一生一世嘅住喺神嘅当中。但系我哋能够点样去做到咧
？Well, it's in the second half of that verse 4.
依家就喺第四节嘅下一半节。
Then, if you could go back to verse 4. Again, this translation, a New Living Translation, kind of, it's not one of my favorite ones for this particular verse. I'm going to read from you from the English Standard Version. To gaze on the beauty of the Lord.
第一开头就话俾你知，我所需要做乜嘢？我需要嘅一生一世嘅住喺耶和华殿中。但系点样去做到啊？要做乜嘢？就系话要瞻仰他的荣美。
And to seek him in his temple.
就话我需要去。去寻找喺佢嘅殿嘅当中。
See the gaze is the delighting there, and I understand why the New Living Translation translate in that way because you know gazing might think it's a physical vision. It's not a physical vision. Okay, it's not like seeing things.
啊，因为瞻，因为当中讲话瞻仰或者话我哋另一个方法讲话我哋去注视吓，唔系只系单单讲话我哋系即系眼角当中我哋见到。
You see, what he's getting at here is, what does gaze mean? Burning something into your brain, right?
啊，因为注视当中嘅意思咩？意思就系话，当我哋去睇嘅时候，见到啲嘢嘅时候，我会重重复复嘅会记得。
You're seeing, you're looking at something to the point where you can recall. You can recall it.
啊，你会睇到样嘢，你觉得系好重要嘅，重要到一个地步就系话，你好容易去记得翻嘅。
You see, almost certainly, I want to gaze on a beauty. He's not talking about a literal vision of some kind of a brightness, you know, that he sees physically.
他所讲的注视不是讲话啊，见到一个好光嘅嘢。
Again, what is he saying then? He's saying you got to know the difference between an abstract understanding of God and an actual heart experience.
他话要注视神。注视呢个神嘅荣美，意思即系话我哋所需要知道就系话，好抽象性嘅知道神，同埋真系实际上嘅，我哋真系内心入边感受到神嘅分别。
I've given you several examples of this over the years. Let me give you John Owens.
我俾咗几个例子你。
John Owen was a 17th century British minister and theologian.
啊，咁啊，John Owen就系佢一个17世纪嘅英国嘅一个嘅宣教一个。
And he's on slide 6 and 7. He says this, if you settle for just abstract mental concepts or notions of Christ's doctrine, we shall find no transforming power given to us. But when our affections cleave to him with full purpose of heart and our minds fill up with thoughts and delights in him,then change in character will proceed to purify us. He continues, and sometimes fill us with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
咁嘅意思就系话，张欧阳所讲就话，若然我哋内心入边只系一个好抽象性去了解到神耶稣基督系点样嘅时候，这个只系一个我哋头脑上去认识，系完全嘅，唔能够将我哋有一个能力去改变咗我哋嘅生命。而我所需要的就是说我们要去有一个爱是牵是贴住住我们，让我们完全明白这个爱，这个真实，那些东西才能够真正去改变到我们的生命。
Do you hear what he's saying?
大家睇唔睇到佢嘅意思咧？
He's not pitting your feelings against your mind.
佢所講嘅唔係話將你所感受嘅同你所思想嘅有咩衝突。
What he's talking about is gazing on the beauty of the Lord. It's not just saying, I know God is wise, or I know God is holy, or I know He's love.
我所講嘅，我哋要注視神嘅榮美，唔係只係想好簡單頭腦上認清楚就話，哦，神係一個好全知嘅一個榮美嘅神，好寵愛我哋嘅神。
You don't just know it, right? You don't just know it as a mental notion.
唔係只係頭腦上嘅認識。
But you do have a mental capability of knowing something, right?
依樣嘢好都要需要係知道，我哋頭腦上係知道。
But that mental notion trips down into your heart and fills you with delight.
但我哋頭腦上係知道，而知係點去影響到我哋內心入邊嘅感受。
That's why Owen says affections cleave to God with full purpose of heart, and our minds are filled with delight.
就話我哋頭腦上知道嘅時候，讓我哋內心入邊有一個嘅感受去明白。
You see, your mind is racing, right?You're processing things all the time.
我哋腦係認知一啲嘢啦，我哋就去了解、了解、了解。
And so you know that you're a human being. You process things mentally. You got to process God's truths mentally too.
我哋咧每樣嘢去認識嘅時候，我哋頭腦上點樣去認識、點樣去了解
？Right. That's why we proclaim. You got to know His rescue plan for the world.
我哋係需要去認識、去了解頭腦上認識，我先至能夠明白到神呢個嘅拯救嘅計劃係點樣嘅進行。
But at the same time, the psalmist's heart, the core of his being, is drawn out from that.
但係就話點樣之後，我哋頭腦上認清楚啦，我點樣內心入邊點樣去回應。
And then he says, sometimes, he doesn't say all the time, he says, sometimes I experience joy unspeakable and full of glory.
就話當我頭腦上認清楚嘅時候，我有時我哋會真係喺個內心入邊去感受到一個無比嘅愛，同埋認清楚呢個嘅神嘅榮耀。
Psalms is talking about engagement, engaging your heart with the truth of God's word, so your affections are affected.
所以詩人所講嘅就係話，唔只係單單上係頭腦上嘅認知，而真係內心入面當中去感受到係好重要。
Jonathan Edwards, another famous theologian of the past generations, he said there's a difference between knowing that honey is sweet with the mind, right? Honey is sweet, right? But it's one thing knowing that in your brain than actually tasting honey.
Jonathan Edwards 都係另一個嘅牧師，亦都係佢講就話：我係頭腦上知道蜜糖係甜嘅，同我係真正感受到食過蜜糖真係甜嘅係有唔同。
Right, you could get your Yelp app out, and you know you want to go. Maybe it's your wedding anniversary. You're going to a 5-star restaurant, right? And hey, Yelp says 5-star restaurant, right?Yeah, it's one thing of seeing a picture. Wow, the food looks delicious. Another thing being there, sitting at the table and tasting the food.
咁譬如話你一個要慶祝嘅時間，咁你攞出你嘅手提電話，我睇出話啊揾一間五星級嘅餐館，同你睇嘅，同你真係去真正去食嘅，可能嘅感受係唔同。
Do you see the analogy? You don't just believe the doctrine that God is wise. He becomes so real.That his wisdom is real, I relax.
就话我哋唔单止嘅，只系头脑上去认识呢个神嘅真实，而真系话我内心入边系感受到佢嘅存在，让我哋能够系真系好放松。
Because he knows all things.
因为神佢系知道全知嘅神。
And I don't.
而我唔系。
Then I can relax, right?
所以让我系知道神系全知嘅神，所以我能够好放松我嘅生命。
You don't just believe.God is love. You feel the love.
我哋唔只系单单上头脑上知道神系爱，而真系我内心入边系感受到神嘅爱。
Paul writes about that in Romans 5:5. It says God's love is shed abroad in your heart.
而保罗都系好似喺罗马书讲嘅第五章就话盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Right, God's love has been, as it says there, poured into your heart.Through the Holy Spirit.
神嘅爱系浇灌在我哋嘅心里边。
You feel it. You delight in it.
系我哋感受到而系产生呢个嘅喜乐。
You don't just know God's holy. The sense of it purifies you. And then you realize, I can't live this way. I can't live the way I'm going. I got to live in line with God's word.
You
see how practical that is?
大家看到个分别啊?
That's gazing on the beauty of God.
意思就是说我们要注视神的荣美，意思就是说，不单止是头脑上去认知，而是实际上生命上是有一个共鸣。
And God, through the psalmist, is saying, you got to have that. You're not going to change unless you have that. You will not change unless you have that.
所以诗人就说，你不能够去改变，除非你内心里面有这个改变。
I'll give you two things to take home. First, you need to praise him. It's on slide 9. You got to praise him.
所以有两件事你需要去做。第一件事就是说，你需要去赞美神。
Obviously, gazing on the beauty of God means at least you take time to praise him.
我所说的话，我们需要去注视神的荣美。第一件事需要去做的就是要去赞美神的名。
You're actually going through what's great about God.
你真的要去知道就是说，神究竟有什么这么好呢？
But you just don't keep it up here, you praise him for it.
你不单止是头脑上去知道，而真的你是开口的去赞美神。
You tell him in song, or you tell him in words, or in prayer, on how appreciative you are of who he is.
你可能是用你的话语，你可能是讲的说话，或者你是祈祷、唱诗去赞美神，究竟神是怎样的美好。
For those of you who are in love, you know that. That's what lovers do.
这就是说，若然你是有男朋友，或者你有夫妇的时候，你知道怎样表达去爱。
Right? How you exchange? How wonderful you both are, right?
你即是一对嘅恋人，唔会话即系口讲系点爱对方。
Right, at least until the next fight, right? You praise each other, right?
应该的是互相去赞美对方。
Secondly, you're satisfied in him.
第二件事需要的就是说，我们在他的当中得到的满足。
To find God not just useful.
就是说，什么意思就是说，不是只是找到神里面当中，他有什么用处。
You know what finding God useful is? Lord, please, defeat the army. The army off my back. That's God as useful.
我们不应该只是看神对我生命当中有什么用处，就好像说，预言大卫讲到话，求神你俾我当时个情况改好，将我敌人系离开。
And anybody can find God useful.
咁好容易，好似每个人咁样，好容易嘅去只系揾神有咩着数，有咩好处。
But only a person whose heart has been regenerated, born again by the Holy Spirit of God, will find God beautiful.
而只有在神入面当中是有改变的，是重生的，才看到神当中的荣美。
And when you get to the point where you know he's beautiful, not just useful, you're satisfied in him.
所以说，若然即是看到神的荣美，不单止是有用处，而真是能够去帮助到我们的。
And so your prayer time with him is not just saying, why haven't you done this, God?
所以我们祈祷的时间，不是只是看说，神啊，究竟你在我生命当中你做了些什么呢？
Why haven't you done this for me?
为什么你在我生命当中没有做这些什么呢？
No, just being in his presence is satisfying, says the psalmist.
就好像诗人当中就说，我们生命当中我们需要的与同神同在，已经能够满足我们。
So here's a test for you. Here's an exercise you can use this afternoon to test to see if you grasp this.
So I'll give you one thing to see, to help you understand what I'm saying.
Suppose you're just asking God for a change in your circumstances.
So I'll ask God, what do I need to change?
Right, you're saying to him, please give me good health, or give my spouse, my child, good health.
我们可能会讲话祈祷，希望俾我有个好嘅改变，俾我嘅小朋友或者我嘅太太有个好嘅健康。
I want you to remember, when you do that, when you're asking for something, remind yourself, I already have in him the essence of what I need in this area.
其实我当我祈祷今日时候，我希望你能够点样做呢？就话你要知道，其实我求嘅时候，其实呢样嘢神已经俾到我，已经俾到我啦。
If I'm praying for my wife's health or my health, I have to realize the only sickness that will destroy me is sin. That's the only sickness that will destroy me.
所以我要明白就话，当我去求神俾我有，譬如话俾我太太，俾我自己有好健康嘅时候，我要知道就话，我唯一我真正有病嘅地方系我嘅罪。求神都俾我有呢个嘅宽恕。
And Jesus has forgiven me. If you're a believer, He's forgiven you of your sins.
而佢明白就话，呢个嘅罪当中，耶稣基督已经系去赦免我哋。
So you actually already have spiritual health.
所以其实喺当中，我已经有呢个嘅属灵上嘅健康。
And as a Christian, it's the only health you really need in order to survive forever.
而作为一个基督徒嘅呢样嘢，我属灵上嘅健康系我真正唯一嘅需要。
And you could plug in all the other things on your want list, right?Preserve my wealth, whatever it is, right?
所以就话，就算其他我所祈祷嘅嘢，譬如话我想有一个好好嘅财富。
Do you understand what the psalmist is saying?
所以就系诗人去教我哋点样去祈祷。
Pray, if I have you, God, I have what I need.
我所讲就系话，若然我已经有你嘅时候，我所需要嘅嘢已经系拥有。
Now, if you don't mind, God, I'd like to get some help over here too.
若然我依然明白的时候，亦都求神去帮助我。
And so if you do that, you've started to gaze on the beauty of God.
所以你懂得嘅点样去咁样去祈祷嘅时候，你已经开始去有一个点样去注视神嘅荣美。
And then you bring your concerns and troubles to Him.
而之后就话你点样去将你现今嘅情况、你嘅关、你嘅担忧去交俾神。
You know, all through the Bible, to seek God is to learn of Him.
我要去寻求神，亦都系就讲就话，我需要去认识神。
So when you say I want to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, you're saying I want to learn from Your Word of You.
所以话我要讲话，我要注视神嘅荣美，意思即系话，我哋需要去认识神嘅话语。
And you might be scratching your head and saying, that's kind of strange.
我可能話好似好奇怪。
Gazing on His beauty is more than just learning the truth。
我哋去瞻仰或者注視神嘅榮美，係多過我哋只係頭腦上認清楚神嘅真實。
But it's not less than that。
我哋需要去咁樣做。
You see, they go together. That's why in verse 4 it says to ponder, to meditate on the Bible.
所以我哋需要嘅系内心入边或者头脑上、内心入边系需要去了解神嘅话语。
Chew it over to see His beauty.
用嚟去咀嚼神嘅话语，我哋先能够去感受到。
And so you might say something like this to do that. If someone as great as this God loves me like this, why am I behaving in this wrong way?
若然我明白到我嘅神系咁嘅爱我，喺我咁嘅情况嘅时候，神仍然咁爱我嘅时候，点解我仲系有咁嘅行为咧
？If God has saved me at infinite cost to Himself, why am I justifying my wrong behavior？
若然神耶稣基督佢已经牺牲佢嘅生命去拯救我嘅时候，点解我仲活着一个咁坏嘅生命咧
？God promises He'll never let me go。
神系讲过话，佢唔会放弃我。
He's going to raise me from the dead at the end。
佢话我会喺我第去我死亡我死嘅时候，神会将我复活。
He's going to make me perfect。
佢会俾我完全。
Then why am I worried about all these calamities happening to me？
神已经俾我所有呢啲嘅应许，我点解仲要需要去忧虑咧
？That's moving from learning about Him, about His Word, to gazing on His beauty.
呢个就系话，因为我哋咁样去思想嘅时候，就系唔单止系头脑上去明白，而系心理上嘅点样嘅去进行。
They're linked together. They go together.
呢个就系佢哋一齐嘅点样步行。
It's the one thing you have to have.
呢个就系我作为基督徒我所需要嘅去认识。
You have to make time for it.
我需要用时间去明白。
You have to say, I don't care how long it takes.This is what I need. This is what I want from you, O Lord.
就话无论我几咁需要几多时间当中嘅时候，神啊，求你去帮助我去了解。
Are you doing that?
但我哋有冇咁去做咧
？Again, there's a lot more here. I'm out of time, but in two more weeks we'll look more about what Psalm 27 is talking about. But let me just leave you with this.
咁我哋咧会喺过去个我哋将来嘅两个礼拜当中，会更加去睇呢个诗篇。
Ponder this as we go to the Lord's table.
咁我哋去思想，我想俾样嘢去你了解。
Don't just say I'm going to think about beauty.
唔好只系去谂就话啊，我想去得到神嘅荣美。
I'm going to look at Jesus.
我要去睇耶稣基督。
Because He's the infinite, beautiful one who came for me.
而就话耶稣基督就系一个佢系一个呢个最大嘅爱俾我当中我见到。
And it's him who emptied himself of all his glory for me.
就话佢倒空佢自己系为咗我哋嘅缘故。
And as the prophet Isaiah said in the Old Testament, he had no beauty for which we should desire him.
吓就话好似以撒亚所讲嘅就话佢冇荣美，他无美容，使我们羡慕他。
Do you know why the prophet Hosea wrote that so many years prior to the cross?
点解以赛亚佢咁讲咧？就系话依个系耶稣基督佢嚟之前佢咁写。
But he was given prophecy from God to know the infinite beautiful one, Jesus, would be beaten to a pulp.
因为佢预知咗就话，因为耶稣基督佢嘅荣美，因为佢当时佢被鞭打。
He was probably hardly recognizable after the beatings he took.
因为当时佢受苦受鞭打，而真系可能个样都认唔出。
Because he lost his beauty on the cross for you.
为咗我哋嘅缘故，佢失丧咗佢嘅荣美，钉喺个十字架上。
So that you could be clothed with his beauty, his righteousness, his holiness.
所以好叫我哋能够去披上佢应该有嘅荣美。
That's the most beautiful thing.
呢样嘢系先系真正最靓嘅嘢。
That you can have.
就我能够得到。
Father, we pray for your help now to, as we transition to the Lord's table, to remember the beautiful one.
主要让我哋用一时间，即系去了解，当我哋去嚟你嘅圣餐嘅时候。
That he lost his beauty on the cross for us.
佢放低佢嘅本身应该有嘅荣美，为咗我哋。
We might be blameless in God's sight.
好叫我哋能够喺神嘅前面能够系无罪。
Lord, help us to realize afresh we're very unlovely before you.
我让我哋明白就系话喺你嘅前面，我哋系应该不受爱。
But by faith in the beautiful one, Jesus Christ, we're clothed with his perfect righteousness.
但系凭着呢个信心，我哋去接受去明白就系因为耶稣基督所做嘅一切。我哋先至能够喺你嘅面前站立。
And our sins have been paid for, forgiven.
让我哋明白就系我哋嘅罪系因为因着耶稣基督，我哋已经系去披上。
At his expense, at the cost of his beauty.
就话佢系钉喺十字架上，佢嘅荣美去遮盖咗我哋嘅罪。
May that be the fuel for us to follow him today.
让主让我哋喺头脑上嘅都系去明白。让我成为我哋嘅推动力，去过我哋嘅生命。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
我咁奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。